School staffers are doing the renovation work on the high school and middle school library this summer. The district has budgeted $60,000 for the project. During a radio call-in show Tuesday, school superintendent Rob Thomason said the library was originally designed to accommodate larger shelves and more books.
And with the move toward digital learning and digital content, we are retrofitting the library to better handle our digital needs with things called green rooms where kids can make demonstration videos. We are getting rid of or surplusing, as you said, the really tall bookshelves. We're going to be bringing in some much lower shelves, about two-thirds of the height, and they're going to be on wheels. So you can reconfigure the library anytime, any way to accommodate a particular meeting. We have weeded, what they call in library talk, weeded out about a third of the books that hadn't been checked out in the last 20 years. So we're excited about the paint colors, the new shades, new carpet, new furniture, new internet connections in there for the kids to be able and adults to use. It's going to be a very exciting library.
The school board Tuesday approved the sale of old bookshelves and chairs. A giveaway of the obsolete books should happen sometime in August. Also Tuesday, the board briefly discussed the results of an annual online survey. It asked parents and community members for their opinions about the three schools and the district as a whole. About 30 to 40 people completed each of the various survey sections and also submitted specific comments. Thomason told the board members that administrators and staff will use the survey results.
We get both positive comments and comments of concern. And just so that people know, we do read every single one of them. This is all shared with the staff. It's shared with the administrators. We discuss it, and we try to develop some goals based on them. Now, you can't take one comment and make that a district-wide goal. We try to match the comments up with what the numbers are telling us of the respondents.
Parents and community members commented on various subjects. Those included bullying in the schools and concerns over the equal application of disciplinary measures for students who get in trouble. Thomason says he'd like to double the return rate for the annual survey. The district plans to post the survey results on its website this summer. Speaking of that website, it's also getting renovated this summer. The schools are switching to a format that allows the individual teachers and administrators to post their information instead of sending it through a single website administrator. That new site is up and running at www.pcsd.us, and it will be updated throughout the summer. The school district is implementing a new program to standardize expectations for student behavior across the three schools. That program is called Positive Behavior Intervention and Supports, and it will be used to train all employees and contracted workers with the district. Dean of Students and Activity Director Jamie Cabral received a training for the program and discussed it with the board.
And what they want us to do is basically get identical district-wide, so everyone is in the know. And they learn it back when they're in kindergarten, what the expectations are throughout the whole tenure of their years at the school district. So we are adapting our policies to make sure that we're all aligned equally.
The board also approved the hiring of several new staff members, including a middle school special education teacher and an alternative school teacher. Superintendent Thomason explained how that alternative school works during Tuesday's radio call-in show.
If a youngster is just not making it in the main school, what else can we do besides send them home and provide like maybe 1 hour a week with a tutor? We're going to have an off-site facility. It will be a partial day program. It'll qualify. It'll help kids stay in school in terms of move toward graduation. It's really a dropout prevention program for high school kids, and it's a get connected with kids program for middle school youngsters.
Thomason said the alternative school program had the capacity for no more than 15 students, but he expected between 5 and 7 kids in the program next year. The district is exploring different options for a location for the alternative school. In other decisions, the board approved an agreement for the Petersburg Children's Center to continue using an elementary school classroom for an after-school and summertime kids care program. And board members John Bringhurst and Jim Schwartz did not attend Tuesday's meeting, while Don Ware participated by telephone from out of state. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.